this psalm that I'm opening from is very apropos, Psalm 92, verse 1. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. How true. Isn't that true? It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And then I'm going to skip down to the last verses, 92, verses 13 through 15. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. Yay! They shall be fat and flourishing. Yay! To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. It means that we'll be rich, rich in spirituality, flourishing as a green tree flourishes, and bringing forth fruit. That's exactly what you were doing, bringing forth fruit, bringing forth fruit. As we share our testimonies with those around us, we are bringing forth fruit. Fruit that is, amen, and pleasing to the Lord. To show that the Lord is indeed upright. He's my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. As for me, I get as close to him as I can, because when I do, there is also no unrighteousness in me. Is that true?
Yes.
Amen. Let's stick as close to Jesus as we possibly can. When we do, then we have something to give thanks about. Let's stand and let's say all of these three verses together as we go into worship.
I can't read them.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. O Most High, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show the Lord is upright. He is my rock. And there is no unrighteousness in him.